want to hear about the episode of the Baldwins that made me actually feel sorry for Hilaria Baldwin? Well, listen to this. I'm Lauren Davis.
And I'm Solaria. I'm Michelle. Sorry, Hilaria. My God, redo, cut.
Just give me a clean. I'm Michelle.
I'm Michelle, and I'm clean.
And this is Bravo Breakdowns Podcast.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
This week's episode of The Baldwins was called
Mission
Impossible Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation.
Now, this was really a head scratcher because I was like, is Alec Baldwin in a Mission Impossible? Yeah, is this a tube? No, we see him at the barber. His hair is his crowning glory.
Yeah, every episode is a reference to a movie that Alec hasn't been in.
But I guess he must have been in Rogue Nation. Alec Baldwin, Rogue Nation. There's just so many of them, it's hard to keep track.
And, you know, his it's hard to keep track of his oeuvre. What number are we on with Mission Impossible?
Died and came back. It's going to be the last one. It's like Mission Impossible. The final frontier.
No longer impossible.
Yeah,
He figured it out.
Mission Kim Possible.
Mission Kim Possible.
It's a crossover.
Yeah, and Kim Basinger's in it.
Oh my God, a girl can dream.
Mission Kim Possible.
The Baldwins is really centered around the central question of will Alec go back to acting? But I only want him to go back to acting if he's in a movie with Kim Basinger. But we see a previously on, and it's just a 30-second clip of the Rush trial. No, like, narration. Like, not guilty, or like, Jesus Christ, like, coming at you.
Yeah. Terrible lighting in that courtroom.
Yeah. And just like, you know, people weeping. It's like a lot for like 30 seconds in. The typical, you know.
Justin wasn't served. Justice wasn't served.
Yeah. And then it's like a clip. This episode was edited so hilariously where it's literally hilariously where it's like, I think it was edited where, like, to make Alaria's speech patterns, which are already bizarre and syncopated, a kind of word salad and a beautiful cascading rhythm, even more like jazz, where it made no sense. So it's like, what are your challenges as a couple? And then it shows the clip of, for you, your OCD, I am my ADHD.
Yes, it's like, and much like jazz, it's the word she's not pronouncing correctly.
And
Lucy.
Lucy.
This is more of that Lucille Ball humor.
Yes. Oh, we get a lot of it during this episode. And then we have a clip of Alec just saying, my OCD doesn't really bother me. And then drop us into the episode.
Yeah. And now we're into the episode.
This episode, sometimes I'm like, are the editors kind of like out to get them a little bit in the typical reality show way, you know, where it's like, we want it to stay interesting. We want that wink, you know, that Bravo wink.
That Bravo wink. We don't have a Bachelor Nation wink, but we do.
Yes. But trademark Lauren Zalaznik. The Bravo wink. She invented that. Go watch our video with Lauren Zalaznik. You'll learn a lot about reality TV. She was the former VP exec of NBC Universal. I was so Star Trek the whole time, but lots of good info. Anyway, so there is some editing in this episode that kind of seems to intentionally make them look bad. And one of them is the main story is, we've been so busy with the Rust trial, we didn't have time to train the dogs or buy a rug. So let's do that. It's literally said exactly like that.
Right.
That's what it's going to be. And we see so many shots of piss and shit.
Piss and shit. Yeah. Trigger warning.
It is like, you know, like even an episode of Hoarders, you don't see this much piss and shit.
Yeah. And not in the Hamptons, darling.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a drunk socialite.
And that's what's crazy to me is like, I think that the reason that they're only shooting in the Hamptons, well, I guess first of all, because it's Manhattan summer. Getting the crew in and out and it's summer and stuff. But also I'm like, imagine how much piss and shit is up in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of piss and shit. So they need to go outside for fresh air. The air doesn't have piss and shit
piss
everywhere.
And
just the horses. Lots of piss and shit from the horses.
Yeah.
God, they also have horse shit. They have literal horse shit. They walk outside to get away from animal shit. And like, then there's thoroughbred shitting outside.
It's this like beautiful home, but it's like, I just imagine the smell.
The smell. On all those, before all those kids were potty trained.
Yes. There's a few times where Alaria is like, you can tell she's about to say when she's explaining it, well, the animals piss and shit everywhere because the kids used to piss and shit everywhere and the animals pee on top of it. But she cuts herself off. She's like, well, you know, we had the dogs and then they died. And then we had the kids and the dogs came. So that's why with the kids, I'm like, I don't know. Again, it's jazz. I kind of have to read between the lines for my own interpretation, right. But and that's kind of what I'm getting.
It is similar to jazz in that I don't understand why it's supposed to be good.
Yes, yes. It's like, this does not help you. Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I'm like, yes, I get it. I get it.
Exactly. I'm pretending to like this.
Yeah, I get it.
All of it.
Yeah.
So, and then the B story is, we were so busy with the Rust trial, we also didn't have time to have fun.
Yeah, it's very much giving like a Sheena Shea, like, and now Alec has a smile back.
Yes, yes. And much like Sheena Shea, this was the episode that I was like, Hilaria kind of narrated, and I kind of realized this is another episode that it like completely revolves around Alec, even though we're in this post-Rust era. And I'm like, I kind of feel like what's really going on is he's just an asshole, and she's kind of doing all of this just to kind of have some sense of control and power.
She's doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's like this whole show has just been about Alec, Alec, Alec. Is Alec going to go over it? Alec, 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 Alec. None of it's about Hilaria. Like, this was supposed to be about her ADHD and his OCD. Her ADHD gets no screen time.
Yeah. He silences women like none other.
Yeah.
But we did. Okay, so they have a lot of animals. We learned that they have 8 cats and dogs, but it's not as much as a certain person in his life.
Yes, apparently, and this was also very edifying, Kim Possible herself had 13 dogs. And Hilaria kind of says that offhandedly. Like, she tells this bizarro story where she's like, so the reason is we had 2 dogs before the kids, then we had the kids, and then I adopt a dog, don't tell anyone for, 11 days, keep him in the bathroom, don't tell the kids, don't tell Alec. And then Alec, he comes up, he sees the dog, and then I'm like, oops, dog's out of the bag. I'm like, is this Peter Brady?
Yeah.
What in the Brady Bunch is going on? Came. You hit the dog?
You hit the dogs at Macchiato and Cappuccino. But yeah, I mean, the way that he talks about these dogs is almost word for word what he said about Ireland on her horrifying voicemail, which is like, I will pay for you, I will protect you, and I love you, but you have to live in another house.
Yes, yeah. It's like, I love him, but get him in another house.
Shit in another home.
Yeah. They're talking about, at the beginning, Alec's talking about, like, bringing the dog to a different house. And Hilaria also is like, I'm kind of worried about you driving.
We're already there, baby.
I'm kind of worried about his faculties.
Right.
Okay.
And he's worried about, rugs.
And he's worried about rugs. And yeah, Alec talks about how the rug is a hand-stitched $40,000 Parisian rug. It looks like a rug from Wayfarer.
It looks like dog shit. And it's probably because it's covered in dog shit.
Yeah. And it's like, it looks like, it's like just Scotch guard that
Scotch
puppy.
Guard that shit.
I just know that one's from Paris. He must be talking about the one in Manhattan because it's like they have 2 rugs. They have, their little Wayfarer rug. And then they've got like a big, kind of mat in the kids' room that's a map of the he didn't get a Parisian stitched map of the United States.
I don't think that they make those over in Parisian.
Yeah, and a couture rug. I'm like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking? And well, because even Hilaria is like, what are we talking about? She's like, why would you have a $40,000 rug? I don't understand.
Yeah.
For my home continent.
Yes. It's like, as much as I love to see Spain represented and feel close to it, mi amor, why don't we just get rid of the rug? And then Alec's like, no, we need a rug. And Hilaria goes, that's his OCD. I think his OCD is just, he's a fucking asshole.
He's a fucking asshole and wants to yell at women some more and complain about something that's happened.
She's like, I used to spend so much energy trying to do things Alec's way for Alec's OCD, and I was exhausted and unhappy.
Because of my ADHD. Like, we're constantly juggling these mental illnesses in this house with all these kids. I just knew.
I really think I'm kind of like, look, she, obviously, no, she's not without her share of problems, which I've detailed in great length for hours on this channel. But I think kind of it's like the real problem, like OCD is what she's saying to justify him being a total prick to her. And it always been him, her, him being like the eighth kid, the third dog, the fifth cat. The shots of the cats all over the house, that was the editors too. Like Hilaria would be like, you know, we're going to focus on the happy, focus on the positive, make things not so shaky. And it was interspersed with like Bengal cats, like staring over, lurking, clawing at the walls, like peering over. It was so
it was like the musical cats, like the live action, like the movie musical.
Yes, Baldwin cats come out, one come all.
I mean, it was like literally like a James Corden jump scare.
Yes, it was terrifying. And you know that those cats had cat penis, like the cats in Cats.
Yeah.
They're not fixed. My God,
yeah, they're not fixed. No, they've been hiding in bathrooms for 5 years.
They're declawed, but they fully are not neutered or spayed.
Yeah, they're fully feral, but completely declawed.
Yes, they're in the heat. Why?
We need Fleur's sister to come in there and give a little
nail tech, kitty nail tech. So then, Hilaria is also giving a lesson to the kids where she's like, whose pee is this? And then the kid's like, mocha chado. And she's like, no, his pee is more spread out. Remember, this is Cappuccina's pee.
Cappuccina. And then cut to Carmen the whole episode, like.
Yeah.
On her phone. Literally
like that in the chair. Yeah.
Scrolling on her phone. Like, it's like, okay, this is such a deep cut, Lauren.
Mm.
Pop culture memory deep cut. Do you remember that commercial that was on when we were kids? That was like, this is your brain on drugs. But it was like, this is what happens when you smoke weed. And it was like the girl melted into the couch.
Yes.
Like, that was Carmen this whole episode.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I feel like the way that they brought Carmen in on this is like, now that it's a lighter tone, and I can tell they really fought for this in the edit. They wanted TikTok interstitials, which Carmen kind of leaves. There's a dance one, and there's like her teaching, and it's like you know, the graphic of a phone comes up, and it leads us in from one disconnected scene to another, and she's like, I'm gonna teach my dad Gen Alpha slang and stuff, and like it's like so disjointed. It's so lame, but you can tell they're like, this is how Carmen can help write the show with us so we don't have to do it alone. And also to like relaunch their influencer career, you know?
Yeah.
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 Carmen could, she could be an influencer. She's probably their great white hope in terms
she's of. She's working on it. I mean, like eventually, like someone's going to have to do something in this family to afford those rugs.
Exactly. They're ruining rugs and having to bring them in at a lightning rate. And it's like the couches too. I mean, like, you know, they look fine from afar. I kind of believe, Alec, that there's piss and shit all over this bad boy.
Do you think that Hilaria is like jealous of the rugs because like she wants to feel like she's the only European in Alec's life?
Well, no, because he definitely shits all over her too. So but he treats her like the dogs treat the rug is really what I'm getting from this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so also Hilaria has news. This is a weird, fun, disconnected scene. And Alec goes, this was so like written. What? Ricky Martin straight now? That topical Baldwin humor?
Yeah.
They wrote him jokes for this.
He's getting a divorce. Uh-oh, he's on the market and he's straight now getting a divorce.
And then Hilaria's like, yes, and he's Romeo's father, which kind of like... Well, first of all, good yes ending. They're working on the improv. But second of all, that is like a nod to Peppinos, who all speculate that Edu's real father is her ex-boyfriend, Eduardo.
And so it makes you think, like, Hilaria actually, did she really start her own channel on her own subreddit and she's living out her own fan fiction?
Maybe. I mean, I don't, like, I like your theory that she started it, but I think more it's like she lurks every once in a while. What makes you think she started?
Because she wants... So she loves her. Yeah, I mean, like, she's so popular on Reddit. She's such a popular subreddit. The Peppino.
She was like, I'm breaking out of NYC influencer snark. Yeah. It's not enough to contain me. I can't be contained.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm getting my own subreddit all about cucumbers.
And it's a better sub. It's,
you know what? These girls.
It's probably more controversial despite being less gross.
Yeah, it's a less gross Saint Meghan Markle.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Very gross. Don't go on that subreddit.
So then they talk about bringing in a trainer.
Mm-hmm. Bringing in a trainer for the dogs, finally. You know, after all of these years and after all these dogs later. I mean, like, how many dogs has Alec had in his possession at this point? We're into the 20s.
Kalaria really kind of muddles the detail. Or it's like, well, we had the dogs and then when we got the and then we had the kids and then more dogs. And then I got these two dogs. It's like,
okay, what's going on here?
It's like, what?
Yeah, and the dogs had a surrogate, but it's fine. We call them the twins. It's like, what? What are we talking about now?
What are you talking about? She's not good with the timelines. It's her ADHD.
No, it's her ADHD, but Alec will draw some map in the sand and we'll understand what's going on very soon.
Right. Speaking of maps, they are measuring the playroom. Mm-hmm.
For a new rug.
Not, they're getting rid of the, you know, map of the world rug. And Alec is putting toys away before they do it so he doesn't step on them. There's like toys fucking everywhere.
Which, with that many kids, like, it's like, I know what it's like to have like 1 4-year-old and how like the toys get everywhere. They don't fucking care. They're just like, oh, I'm done playing with this. And wherever they are in that moment, like, is where the toy lands. So if you have like a million of them plus dog toys fucking everywhere and cat toys everywhere, you're going to have fucking toys everywhere.
Why don't they it's like, you know, oh, Alec, he's so OCD. He's got to
have all those OCD. Toys.
Get a bucket. Get a fucking bucket to put them in. That way they don't have to be lined up so you don't step on them and slide across the room, home alone.
Yeah, and if this man falls, like, he's gonna break his hip. He's dead.
Like, really, this scene, she doesn't get called out for it, but
I think abuse.
Yeah, it's elder abuse. She's like, oh, I can't measure good because I'm so ADHD.
And his OCD, like, it's like, we can't even use like a tape measure, Alec.
But it's also because she's not taking measuring seriously. She's like, okay, she's like using her hand. She's like, okay, this plus two, da da da. And Alec's like, could we just like measure it?
Just hold it like over here. I'm gonna hold it over here and tell you how big we need to have a rug for. And she's like, oh, his OCD is too much. It's driving apart. And then her professional, she's like, we're so different. Alec and I are so different. We could have been more different.
It's like, it's so crazy because it's like, she's like, he's so OCD. He needs to know how big is a rug so I buy it and it fits the room. It's like, yeah, you have to do that with rugs or it won't fit in the room.
Girl, this is what ended up not being cut. You know what I mean? This is like not on the cutting room floor. Like, this is the important scene, you know? And then we're gonna have a full confessional about how mentally ill Alec is and how his OCD is driving a wedge in this marriage. He asks too much from me.
Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit. And he is just a decrepit old put upon man. But the way that this show is edited, Hilaria is more comfortable being the one in control, where it's like, I help him, I nurture him, I love him.
Mommy, I'm his mommy too.
Yeah, and it might be like, I don't want to get into my ADHD. It's like, you don't want to be vulnerable. Yeah.
I will mention it in every scene where I'm not mentioning his OCD, because my ADHD is negatively affecting things, but his OCD is driving this family apart.
Right. And it's the source of all of our plot lines.
But he thinks it's not a problem and he doesn't think it impacts his life at all.
Yeah. Which,
because
I mean,
he never gets to talk about what he really has, which is PTSD.
Well, I mean, he could have OCD, but the evidence what they're showing on the show is
not OCD.
Symptomatic of the distressing parts of OCD.
No, like measuring a room to see how big you need to put a rug in there is not what, these are not what I consider OCD traits. Just being over the age of 4.
Exactly. And look, like, I have, you know, obviously, like, you know, really bad ADHD where it's like, I will try my hardest and I cannot measure for the life
Lauren
of me.
Lauren can't do so many.
There's like, a lot of things I cannot do. I'm just, like, practically disabled.
Lauren just got a purse.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard for me. I couldn't open a locker my whole life. Like, I'm a bad driver.
Yeah,
like,
she's such a bad driver. Lauren, we've discussed, when you're at a gas station, you thought you could drive through the different gas terminals.
No one said, see, that's, but that's kind of how I think. You know, it's like some people think out of the bus. She's, I think between the gas terminals.
She's like,
you know?
I'm not going to go around. I'm going to go over a hump and through the terminal.
They never say not to do that in driver's ed.
Would ever try to do something like that. But that's like part of Lauren's like creativity.
And anyway, and that's like, you know, Hilary talks about how it makes her so creative, but it's like,
she's so right brained.
Even I know that, like, you know, I you need to measure a wall the right way, and that I'm bad at it. I'm not like, you know, I'm like, oh, this is like something I struggle with ADHD, just because I have no left, my left brain is atrophied and is smooth. Yeah. I wouldn't be like, yeah. Cam, you're getting the right measurements. What is wrong with you, Mia Moore?
You're mentally ill because I don't have spatial reasoning. You're mentally ill.
Yes. So yeah, so that does make me lean a little more pro Alec. But you know what makes me lean back? Is Alec is like, I'm gonna go get the rug. Hilaria, you lay in bed and shop online, which is like,
women be shopping.
Like, that's off camera talk, sir. Like,
yeah.
And then,
although if my husband said that to me, I'd be like, thank God.
Yeah,
I'd
but you like, know that, is- like, if he was saying it in a, I actually would hate that. Like, even when I get injured and
I want to lay down,
sweetie. I'm like, I'm fine. Leave me alone. Like,
but you're not fine, Lauren.
No, I'm never fine.
You're never fine. I'm We're always concerned. We're always worried about you. And it's your OCD.
It's my OCD.
It's your OCD.
And my ADHD.
And your ADHD.
So then, and then I'm also team Hilaria because she's like, I so long have been, I was like a kid in his world. I went to his galas and events, but now he needs to come into my world. No more flight, fight, freeze. We're doing fun.
Yeah,
quizzical blend of pop psychology.
And she's
and
like,
nonsense.
She's like, this is our new F word in the Baldwin house, the Baldwino house, casa. That new F word is fun, and it's like, whoa, what's it been for 15 years?
I mean, for the kids, it's fuck. They say all they do is say fuck. I haven't heard them say anything else. But yeah, so he decides to come salsa dancing with her. But this I did find upsetting. He's never salsa danced with her.
He's
I think
never
bullshitting for the cameras, but like,
yeah, because she's been dressing like a flamenco dancer since they got married.
Yeah, and like obviously, like she has so much of her identity wrapped up in being like
this
an
is her
athlete.
Culture. Yeah, he's yoga. He doesn't respect her culture.
It is, but it's, I mean, I know probably like, you know, it was exciting for her to, you know, go to all of this stuff and, you know, like all these galas and meet Tina Fey and all of this shit. But it's like, now it's been like, fuck, like 16 years they've been together and they've never salsa danced. Like, I bet he doesn't do yoga with her either.
He can't. He's not even allowed to drive.
That's true.
He's not even allowed to measure rugs without being like, you're OCD. Imagine this guy tries to dip her. She's like, forget it. Like, you're going into a home. She's like about to send this guy to a home.
That is crazy. That is how you know she probably is going to send him to a home. Because it's like, why is she not teaching him like Ujjayi breath if she thinks he has like a serious anxiety disorder? It's like, that's like, you know, a huge part of CBT. Is meditation and like
I don't know her. She's like a Mariah Carey. I don't know her.
Oh, speaking of Mariah Carey, you know that Mariah Callas is who I was thinking of. Hilaria did something new with her hair where she did like kind of like the olive oil Maria Callas like slicked back opera grand dame buns.
Yeah, the slick back. She did a slick back. Probably Carmen had to show her how to do a slick back.
See, because like I do think that like usually she dresses so kind of bizarre, right? And she's dressed pretty normal
bizarre.
In the show. And now I think the bizarre, like her bizarre, is kind of starting to creep out.
Where she's about to look like Aunt Mona in Brazil, the movie Brazil.
She's about to like, seriously be in like a full, you know, flamenco skirt, castanets. Like she's having to like make her sartorial choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's going through her brain, sartorial choices. Also speaking, a quick sidebar about Hilaria. She did do an interview this week and talked about the plastic surgery she's had done, which is after breastfeeding. Yeah, she said after breastfeeding.
Oh my God,
these
that's
years,
huge.
She had a breast lift.
Oh my God.
And that's all you guys keep from me.
That is so this show in a nutshell. It's like, I'm going to admit to something that's clearly a lie and pretend it's vulnerability.
Yeah. And like, after all these years,
so much more about the truth.
These lifted.
These beautiful, these tight, see, they're so tight and strapped to my chest, but they started to sink, you know, a fraction of a millimeter. So I just had to hike my tight.
These puppies. Up. Yeah, she had her puppies lifted. This one's a cappuccino, and this one's mochaccino and cappuccino.
Oh my God.
We love it. We love how she stays so relevant by being so disconnected from reality.
Okay. So then Gail, the dog trainer, comes and they really are like, the piss and shit has gotten unfathomable. It's the worst piss and shit you've ever seen. There's piss on the rug right now. And Gail is like, Jesus.
She's like, okay, why don't you get a new rug? And she's like, oh, we tried. Alec wants to measure. Fix these dogs.
And yeah, they're just like, piss and shit, piss and shit, piss and shit. And then Alec's like, the dogs are unfixable, aren't they? What do you think? Also, can I take a picture of your haircut so I can take it to my barber? Gail is like inundated. She's like,
I'm overstimulated.
I just want to go home to like my beagles and my wife and like have a cup of tea. This is a lot.
I need like a Xanax bar. Like, this has been too much.
Yeah. And then we do learn, this is the first like actually fun celebrity fact we've gotten from Alec. Alec says that he talked to Steve Van Sant about Silvio's hair on The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that was so interesting. Or that was like so crazy. That was so funny. And Steve Van Sant was like, we called Silvio's hair. We said the Alec Baldwin. I said for the character, give me the Alec Baldwin. And I was like, okay. That's,
and you know what?
It's cool. I like that.
And it's about to be a Soprano summer.
Oh, I can't wait.
Every year.
Yeah.
I do Soprano summer.
Oh, yeah. And also shout out to our listener, Dr. Melfi, who gave us some really sweet comments and also wrote a prescription for Kyle Richards to quit reality TV until she's gotten therapy and come on the podcast, which Kyle, the doctor, is in.
And now we said it.
And now we said it.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye,
Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. Quick sidebar. Sorry. Hmm. I saw something about Kyle Richards today. She's mad at Garcelle for leaving the show and not giving her a proper goodbye. Exactly. Another reason to dislike Kyle Richards.
It's like, if I wanted the feeling of watching Beverly Hills, I would read, I feel like...
a book.
Like a book from the 1700s. Mm-hmm. Like, not a good one. Not a Jane Austen. Like a Claire Austen. Like her sister who never got famous, where it's just like all about little snubs and, you know, but no one's like, you know, fucking and nothing's funny.
Yeah,
but
it's
just
like actual Victorian, like, I'm not talking about it, but I'm gonna faint all the time.
Yes, it's awful. Just, it's bit. So dull, Dullsville.
Jeez,
sorry, guys. Sorry for the people who we said we would try to do the reunion.
I can't do it, babe.
Also, we couldn't even talk our guest into doing it. Until this current season. So, sorry, we tried. We tried,
but I can't do it.
So Hilaria, now Alec is trying to be part of Hilaria's world.
Part of her world.
And they go salsa dancing. Alec has done the Alec Baldwin hair in tribute to himself. And then we get more Hilaria word salad. We look at him like he's any actor and they're so macho, but he's really just
a theater kid.
I'm like, what is an any actor? Like Severance?
What? Exactly. Yeah, what? He's severed. Like, no, but he's severed.
He kind of is severed.
He's severed, yeah. And she needs his Audi to get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's like there's the, like, Innie, who's, like, this acting genius, and that this Audi, who's, like, a decrepit, emotionally...
bankrupt man.
Bankrupt, like, no awareness, hell of his own making guy.
Yeah, yeah, and she's like, go to work.
Yeah, go to work.
Go to work, bitch. Get out of this house.
Well, this is why I think they did this scene. So there, a part of it was because Alec never passes up a chance to do his Ricky Ricardo fake Spanish accent, which I think is a big part of why he married Hilaria and why she keeps it up. He loves to do that. Now I'm twirling you, like, accent. And honestly, hey, I kind of get it. They're both doing fake Spanish accents in front of the ballroom teacher, Ramon.
Who's teaching them salsa. So it's
high cringe.
Not good.
This matches the being dropped into the Rust trial for 30 seconds at the beginning of the episode in terms of my stress level being like,
I can't do this.
Yeah. It's reaching cats and dog shit levels.
Dizzying. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Lock me in a bathroom like cappuccino, mochaccino.
I know. They lock the dogs in the closet at 8 p.m. every night. That made me so sad.
Yeah. These dogs. Ugh. That's why they're pissing and shitting everywhere. They're not going outside.
You. Yeah, they're literally telling you, I'm pissed.
Let me out of here.
And it's like they're not even in Manhattan. They're at the Hamptons. They have a yard.
There's horses out there.
It's so crazy to me. It's also so crazy to me that they would expose this side, because this is like much more, there's much more of a history of animal rights activists like sending hate and physically attacking and stuff because of more than like bad parenting or like bad relationship or even manslaughter. You know, this is the thing that historically really pisses people off.
Yep.
So this kind of was a shocking misstep for them, you know?
Yeah,
a
real misstep. It was a big misstep, and I think they can get it together soon.
They got to get it together. Yeah. Anyway, clearly I feel like they're doing salsa because they want to be on Dancing with the Stars. I really got that.
Alaria does.
Yeah. I think Alec does too. I think they're trying to, they're like, you know, whoever we can get.
Whatever they have to do to dance on that, you know, those hallowed grounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallowed indeed. That soundstage at NBC Studios.
The ABC Studios.
Studios. Sorry, I don't know any monoculture stuff.
I don't know anything about dancing
or American Idol or any of that. Yeah.
Any of that stuff now.
What I do know is this is my final exhibit in proof the editors were being shady this episode. So we go back to the Hamptons and they show us with a shot of a condom floating in the ocean as B-roll. And then the Hamptons exterior. Why?
How is that B-roll?
Why?
Yeah, that classic Hamptons B-roll.
Just a condom by the dock.
And I was like, I had to clean up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, maybe it's because, I mean, clearly it just floated over there. I don't think they're implying that, like.
I mean, it's amazing that Alec didn't just, like, pick it up with his hands like he did the previous episode, where he's, like,
grabbing, the ocean.
Like, his bare hands, like hair ties and just trash, and he's like, my OCD?
So Hilaria's hot friend Yael comes over and to do manual labor. I think he's like a friend slash assistant.
He's a friend of.
And so then she's like, Alec wants the rug in this particular size, but that's his OCD rearing his ugly head. I'm just going to bring in this rug already while he's gone with Yael, so he won't be upset. It's a very Lucy and Ricky plot they've set up. That clearly Alec already knows about. And so they are moving the couch, and then like the kids all come in and they put the rug down, and then he's like, oh wait, we've got to move the couch back, but I also have to put all the toys back so Alec won't have an OCD freak out, but the kids are playing with the toys. I'm like, I don't think he cares. And I also think that like you guys planned this. You guys like really planned this. Yeah. Anyway, so then he comes in and sits down, and she's like, he's very quiet, and when he's mad, he usually like talks a lot, so I know it's good. Shots of the rug, which has not been laid with like the underneath sticky thing. Like it's bumpy. Mm-hmm. It's like there's creases everywhere. The couch is already like on top of it. Yeah. I have OCD, but it's not that kind. It's just thoughts. But it's driving me crazy. Yeah. All of the lumps and bumps.
Alex, like, I feel like this whole show is just like, if you're not mentally ill, it's going to make you feel like you are.
Yes, exactly. It's like a real, gaslighting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, I didn't think that I had problems with my mental health, but I think that I do now.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like stepping on kids' toys either.
Am I OCD?
I don't like when rugs don't lay flat and have bubbles everywhere. Am I OCD? I don't like piss and shit everywhere. Do I have it? Like,
I measured my room before I got a new rug. Am I
OCD? Yeah. So Alec likes it because he already approved.
Because
it doesn't have piss and shit all over it. And why did they go with white when they have dogs with a pissing and shitting problem?
And just eight 15 million kids and all of the nannies. Like, it's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
We're being gaslighted is what's happening.
Yeah. And then we end the scene with Alec talking about how when he's dead, Hilaria will miss Alec organizing the toys. All of their all of their episodes, they have like this planned like happy ending, date night, or, you know, date night, or like she's, you know, Alec likes the rug or whatever. And then it, the last sentence is,
when I die.
When I'm dead.
When I'm dead. Yeah, we're always hearing about Alec and being old and close to death.
Close to death.
And what life is going to be like with Hilaria and all of those kids when Alec is gone, and it's coming soon.
It's, yeah, yeah.
That's what we learn about on the show. So this is how, how he's spending his last days is measuring these rugs and picking up these toys and training and these dogs.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And a glass shatters in his hand.
Like, Hilaria's like, please go back to work before you die tomorrow. And he's like,
This is like, they're actually like, even though it's like her persuading him to go back to acting, this is their pitch for him to be cast in something. You know, that's what's so transparent about it, is like, it's like everyone being like, Alec, you genius, how will we survive? That's what all the next episode's about, is this. Please grace us with your screen talent on screen.
You're just a theater kid. Why would you deny us?
Yes, we can't handle watching TV without you, Alec. You've got to You must act.
You're just a theater kid. You just need to go back up there.
Literally, Caroline Ray tearing her hair out. Please, Alec, please. And Alec being like, I'll think about it.
And then Hilaria's like, he's dying. He's dying from his OCD.
Please. But just make a wish, please.
Just make a wish.
I'm in a prestige drama, please.
Please.
Write him a character on Severance.
Yeah, get him on a TV show, anything.
So then at the end, the Baldwins rented a sick bounce house obstacle course for the yard. This was so sick. I really continue to admire their backyard setups.
I'm obsessed with this home. I wish that house could be the house on Summer House. And like, but they have, they drop the cast in with the cast of the Baldwins.
Yes, it's like a coming and going.
And Carmen's
lots of
like,
sharing your room. Carmen's like, I get the tree bed.
I want Carmen to have a conversation with like Kyle.
Yes, yeah, they're snacking at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Talking about, like, slang. Yeah, I love it.
And like, Carmen's talking shit about her parents, and Kyle's talking shit about Amanda.
Alec and Hilaria, no fun.
This would be a crossover. Yeah. Alec and Hilaria, not fun. Kyle, fun. Fun.
And then.
Don't you want to see Alec talk about like non-alcoholic lover boy with Carl?
I actually feel like he and Carl would really get along.
They'd really get along.
So corny.
NBC Universal, make this happen.
Make this happen. This
This is the Hamptons crossover.
He wants a acting job so bad, he can be Carl's friend. And Carl deserves a friend of in there the same way Lindsay always has
in
one.
In the industry. Yeah, we need Carl to make a real friend in this industry.
And Alec sober, you know, he could help back the sober bar. Synergy,
we're
baby.
We're
even
geniuses.
Though they're different networks, but you know. Anyways, Alec explains as he sees his kids play on the stick bounce house. He's like, if you aren't parenting with the right person, it's painful. I couldn't be doing this with a better person.
Yeah.
I couldn't be doing this with a better person. He says it twice. Okay, Oprah. Like,
okay, yeah, and we get it. You didn't like parenting with Kim. You didn't like parenting with
a better person. It's like, yeah, A, throwing shade at Kim, and then B, taking Oprah's quote about Gail and making it about her. Again, what will these people not appropriate? They find everything. They're culture vultures. They're machines.
Yeah, they can't be, they can't not be stopped.
Yeah, unstoppable.
They're unstoppable.
And then Hilaria says, I met you because I wanted someone doing good in the universe and doing fun things. And I met you. And that's about Kim too. Like, I really feel like the 13 dogs thing, that kind of did show me that it's like, oh, she does kind of feel the shadow of, because Kim was so successful in her own right. Like, she you know, was an Oscar-winning actress. And she is, like, she was unequal in the relationship with, which Alec clearly didn't want. You know, like, he wants someone to kind of, like, conformance you know, he
needed,
in his life.
Yeah, he needed a foreigner to come in, and he's, you know, the dumb in right. the relationship.
Yeah, that's why she had to pretend to be a foreign.
This little immigrant that I have to train.
Yeah, he was like, I kind of, you know, we learned from their first meeting. She was like, you're not from Boston, because he's like, I actually need you.
To know you.
I must know you, and you must be ESL, so that I can feel more powerful, and I can do an accent sometimes.
Yep. Yep.
He's a sicko. Next time we'll hear more, we'll be mocking Alec mercilessly for this fake, pretentious acting plot and dreaming of a possible Summer House crossover.
We want that. God, we need that.
We want that so bad. We only have 2 episodes left, and here's the plan, you guys. So we are going to recap the first episode of The Valley on Bravo TV. Fantastic show. And we've got a really funny comedian and writer from Robot Chicken, Ellery Smith, who's going to do the first recap with us. And we know we've got a lot of competition in that department with The Valley. So we'll do 2 episodes. And if you guys aren't liking it, aren't loving it, you know, aren't watching it, tell us. And then we can shift gears to Bethany Ever After or Vanderpump Villa.
Which is what I've been dying for everybody to see. She doesn't just talk about chicken salad on TikTok, you guys. There's depth darkness. That the people have forgotten.
I kind of think we should do it irregardless, because it's a spiritual sister to this
show.
Yeah,
we actually need to get clips of Bethany Ever After trending on TikTok. People have forgotten.
Yeah, but it truly is. It's so similar, I think. Like, to the show, except this is more like Bethany. Like, Bethany Ever After is more Bethany's vision than Bethany and Jason's, and this is like very much a, you know, collaboration.
Yes, but we need to get the villain. We need to get her villain story, like
origin story
out there. Yeah.
It's a little darker, I think, because things just got dark with them. But we'll keep it light.
Yeah,
my imaginary. Castanets. Okay, and I also want to shout out, you know, everyone liking, subscribing, commenting, engaging, sharing, and Madeline P. Thank you for doing one comment on each of our videos to give us.
Thank you for talking to us.
So nice. Thank you for talking to us. And just to get you guys jazzed about The Valley, since it's the end of the episode, we are just going to go over a bingo card we made for The Valley that we posted for different stuff that we are hoping happens on the season. You can play this as a drinking game. We'll play it as we recap. So basically, each square is something that we anticipate will happen quite a bit, or hope will happen at least once.
Yes.
Michelle, do you want to read the B's?
Yes. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Newly divorced dad lashes out. Dinner party ends in a brawl. Mm. Absolutely. BPR clips for Jack's flashback. Jack's back. 3 under 3. Janet's gay friends.
So yeah, this is all stuff that I think will happen quite a bit. Danny's catchphrase, 3 under 3. Hopefully Janet's gay friends. I want them to be full friend of this time.
Oh, we need them to. They're doing all of her messy Reddit work. They're the ones investigating on Reddit for Janet.
Exactly. Yeah, she's got her own detective agency, and like everything, the gays are doing all the work for her and not getting any credit.
All of the work. Yes.
So then, we won't go through all of these. I'll read you the O line, and if you want to see the rest, then you can look on our Instagram, download it, use it, or just read it and laugh. Yeah. So the O's are Zach comes for Janet. Really hoping this happens this season. We'll see, but I think it's going to.
It's got to. Like, she's not pregnant this season, so I feel like people are really going to be after Janet.
Yeah. Although she will be a new mother, and motherhood is weaponized is another square.
And
on
that's
the bingo.
When people come after women as soon as they're postpartum.
Yep. It's like when they're vulnerable, when their hormones are raging, it's time to take them down. And so then Lala and Sheena fighting for plot relevance. If this is a drinking game, you're going to get pretty drunk in the back half.
Yeah. Some things never change.
Corny, take my wife, please. Type of jokes.
Yep.
Man, okay, you probably should not do this as a drinking game, because all this shit is going to happen.
Unless you're drinking Alaria's milk.
Yes, liquid gold, baby. Oh, and then, which brings us to the next one, a boob leaks milk during a fight. Hope we get at least one of those this time. And then finally, Jesse is pretentious. So play along with us, or if you have a real drinking problem, use it as a drinking game.
Yeah.
All right.
Medicate in a different way.
Yes. We love you guys. We'll see you next week for The Valley and episode 7. Goodbye, Pepinos. Goodbye, students. Mi amores.
Bye-bye. I got to keep this bitch open.